Cheers!
Cheers! Well, it's that time again.
I'm Susan.
And I'm Annie.
And this is
Two Friends.
One Chat.
What?
Yeah, it is. Welcome back.
Welcome.
That's sort of kind of pump up music. I feel like that's why we make that noise, or at least that's why I do. When I'm like getting ready for something, I'm like, kind of like Night at the Roxbury pop pumping
yourself. Oh. Oh, I'm definitely going to rewatch that movie. I hope it stands the test of time.
Oh, it better. Now I'm afraid.
I laughed.
Tell me what you
so
think,
because
if it messes it all up, I don't want to watch it again. I want to leave it as is.
I will definitely let you know, because I saw that movie when I was so young, probably like 14, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking it was just so funny.
Yes.
We'll see.
I think a lot of movies stand up well, and then other, like, what was the other one that was randomly on the other day? Oh, Napoleon Dynamite was on the other day.
Oh, nice.
And to me, that one, like, it was still hilarious.
Oh, it's my gosh.
This one works. I can watch this forever. But some don't. Some are so bad, and they're like, ooh.
Do you know what? Weirdly, I was like, Aaron, I have the hankering to watch this, and I really want to watch it. It was Rescuers Down Under, the cartoon.
Are they mice?
Yes.
Okay, I know which one you're talking about.
First of all, 10,000% stands the test of time.
Okay.
I was like, could still quote the movie. And I was giggling through the whole, like, there's this, like, so, like, you know, the bad guy in it.
Yeah.
He has this, like, pet lizard, and it's, her name's Joanna. And it is hilarious. And in the end, you're pretty, like, sympathetic to Joanna, and you want her, because the bad guy's really bad. He's very mean to her. He's very, you know.
Right.
And so, like, it's perfect. Everyone gets their comeuppance. The animals are rescued. And 10 of 10. And it's so cute. And it has like John Candy is the voice of one of the birds. And his his side story is so funny. Like you'll see like glimpses of it through like.
Yeah.
And kind of like adult humor. Like it is.
They do that with those kid movies. They sneak some of that in for us.
Yes. I cannot recommend it enough. It is pretty scary though. So if you have young kids, pre-screen it, because Aaron and I were watching it and I was like, man, I can't believe my parents just like let me watch this. I mean, maybe it's because it was animated so I could tell the difference, but the bad guy's like super scary.
They're scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that one, I loved it and I'll probably rewatch it again. So.
Oh, Rescuers Down Under.
Mm-hmm.
Are they finding like jewels?
Oh, that's the first one. That's the Rescuers. And then there's the Rescuers Down Under. Same mice. Two movies.
Maybe I've not seen Down Under then.
Oh, Susan,
I think I'm just thinking of the first one when they're in like the bayou, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just thinking of the, I didn't know there was a Down Under.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Guess what I'm doing? Well, no, I've got a busy day. Guess what I'm doing next time I have a few extra hours?
Oh, no, I've got a busy day. No, no,
okay, no.
No, no, no. Oh, my gosh, that's
not
so
today.
Awesome. I also have a pretty busy day, but it's busy with fun stuff.
Oh.
Oh,
it's nice for you. It's nice for you.
What's on your docket?
Oh, all the normal life things. I don't know. I can't remember how much everyone knows about me, but I have a family member that's older that I go and check on once a week. And so that's just like Which is, I'm not mad about that. That's not a bad thing, but it's not a fun thing. It just is a thing
Yeah.
I do. And then lots of just, grown up adulting errands. I do
Oh.
have a party I'm helping host tonight for my half sister who's moving, but so parts of it'll be fun.
Is it
But when
like a moving party or what? What's the party?
no, they're like they've already done all the packing. They're just actually moving tomorrow, so we're just doing like a goodbye party, which is
That's
fun.
really
It
sweet.
that part will be fun.
That'll be really sweet. Yeah.
Just when
Get to hang out
every
with them.
weekend is full of some, well, you guys, I mean, those adults listening get it. That every
Yeah.
weekend is just full of stuff. You're like, it'd be nice to just sit and watch Rescuers Down Under one day.
Oh man, I was at like a kind of a training orientation that I was allowed to attend for kind of one of our service providers. And it was really helpful because I wanted to get a feel for what they do and, and just really experience it. And we were all sitting together and we were talking about our weekend plans. And it was just very cute because my coworker, she was like, I don't have a lot planned, but I'm going to go to Costco and the pretzel place. And I was like, that is a great weekend. Like
Sounds
a
nice.
perfect weekend. And then she's like, other than that, I don't have a lot planned. And I was like, same. I have nothing planned.
Ooh.
And it's so great. Like those
Aren't
are the
those the
weekends.
best?
Oh, I live for these weekends. Like
Yeah.
we wake up and we're like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you feel like doing? And we're pretty like high energy people. So
Yeah.
like for us, like doing nothing is we completely gutted the we have three garden beds outside, so we like tore up the garden beds. Apparently you're not supposed to plant until after Mother's Day here, so we're kind of
Oh, just
prepping to plant.
prepping. Yeah.
And then we went to Home Depot and they have trees out, so we're gonna risk it and plant trees, but they're like semi-mature trees, so I
Oh,
don't think it'll
gotcha.
be that hard.
Yeah.
But we got a peach tree and a pear tree, like I've been talking about. So we officially
Oh.
got them. And let's see, what else did we do? Oh, we ran some errands that were like, have to get done, got to get your essentials. But we found this like secondhand store, and it's like all the, so it's either consignment and or secondhand. So they have both.
Yeah.
But the proceeds go to cancer research. So,
Yay.
that's like two of my favorite things, funding cancer research and
And
thrift
thrifting?
shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Step aside, world. It was so fun.
I'll take it all.
I'll take it all. And they had this like super nice dining set there for like, it's $1,000. I mean, it probably retailed for probably like 4,000. Like it's
Right,
gorgeous.
right.
But they also do a thing where if it's there in like a couple of weeks, it's like $200 off.
So
Yeah.
are
So
you waiting?
we're gonna track it and see. Aaron like loves it. It's really cute because
Oh.
I liked it, but it was really sweet because like he's not very often really in love with like a piece of
Yeah.
furniture,
Yeah. I was
but
gonna
for some
say.
reason that was, yeah. And I'll send you pictures if we end up getting it. It's really pretty,
Okay.
but
Does it have a car on it? Is that why he loves it?
it's actually a racing bed and we all just pile in it. No, it's really beautiful. It's like this dark, it's dark wood, and man, it was just really cool. So, and it's got, of course, the leaflets in it so you can expand it
Yeah.
on your big,
Love
So,
it. Love it. Love
yeah.
it.
So we had a great nonsense weekend and it was just lovely.
Yes. I love it. I think part of, and I mean, obviously busy weekends are fine, but one with as much driving as I do, because I've moved into Washington and all my family's still in Oregon, so lots of driving. I've gone back to, because last time we talked about maybe not true crime podcasts all the time.
Oh yeah.
So I've started putting like either the radio or my funny podcast back on,
Awesome.
which I didn't not do before, but I've just like made them more of a priority. And
Yes.
that's, to me, that's part of how I get through these kind of busier, there, I wouldn't call them bad, but busier days, is like
Yeah.
at least making myself laugh on my way to the things I don't want to do is helpful.
I think that's so good for you. Like I was thinking about you the other day and about this part of our conversation, like our little hashtag throwback, because the amount of heavy content you bring in and the amount of just energy and space you hold for people that are truly going through one of the most devastating experiences that a human can go through. And I was like, man, I was so happy to hear that you would maybe try something else, because I really want pieces of that joy to get in there. Man, because I can't express to our listeners enough what you hold for people. Your job is so specific and so unique. Yeah. Anyway, I'm super happy to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Back to, I think I told you, and I don't know if you started listening, but we're here to help.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shout out to that podcast. Shout out, like we're like bigger than they are, and we're like giving them a little shout out. I mean, they're huge. No, and I probably said it last time, the only podcast that has ever made me pee my pants, and it's happened twice. It is so funny. Almost happened again last night on my way home. Luckily, I didn't have to pee, but I was like laughing that hard. Oh.
That podcast is so wonderful. And it really makes me like the actor who played the guy off New Girl. What's his
Yeah.
name? Do you know his
Jake
name?
Johnson is his
Jake
like
Johnson.
real name. Nick is, was it Nick in the show?
Nick Miller. Yeah, Nick
Yeah.
Miller in the show. Yeah. I've always like, and I think everybody can pretty much agree with this. He's like the heartthrob, right? Like he's so
Right.
handsome, just adorable, very funny show. But hearing him really talk, he has like a real kindness towards humanity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me really love that show because, yeah.
Yeah, because he cares.
He really does care.
They both do. They all do, but.
I would say he cares, maybe. I agree with him more than his counterpart most times.
Yeah.
But I would say like sometimes like it's like genuine wise input on these issues. Some of them are just absurd and I'm like laughing throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
But there's like a real love. That podcast is really nice.
It is. It's, if you have not listened to it, I would recommend it. If you
I
like
do.
funny podcasts, if that's your jam, I would highly recommend it. It's so funny, which is why I bring it up. We haven't even told people what we're talking
Oh
about
my
yet
gosh.
today. We got a little off track.
It's all related though, I promise. It's all related.
Yeah, we're talking about humor today. What,
Yeah.
you know, what is it? Why do we go to it? Is it good? Is it bad?
Yeah.
We, you know, we were talking a little bit before we started recording about dark humor, and does it have a place in the world? Which it, I think it does,
Absolutely. Yeah.
100%. But yeah, I think this is a great topic. I think it goes along well with our last one, pumping yourself up. I
Yeah.
know personally, I use humor and comedy to do that. That's
Yeah.
why we love these funny movies, these
Yeah.
funny podcasts. They
Yeah.
help lift us up.
That's right. And get those like happy chemicals flowing, right? And
Ooh.
that's a hashtag throwback there. But it really, humor is such a unique thing because I do absolutely think dark humor has a place. And there is such an important ethical line of like, dark humor is fun and it can be great. It can also be a cause of us versus them. And you have to be,
Ooh.
you know what I mean? There's such just like anything that carries a lot of energy and weight, with great power comes great responsibility. But I definitely have enjoyed my fair share of dark humor. the caution is to make sure you're not doing it at the expense of other people. Because I
Others, right.
think, yeah, that's where I think that's to me where dark humor maxes out its potential and becomes harmful.
Yeah. 'Cause I think for me at least in my work thus far, dark humor has come, I think it starts as a tool to process that these things feel too big and too crazy and too ridiculous, and like, how can something like that even be true? That it's the humor, the dark humor piece starts as a way to process with other people who are seeing the same thing you're seeing. Because I don't think dark humor works well outside of the group experiencing the thing, if that makes sense.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it walking up to a random person on the street would not, that dark humor wouldn't work if they didn't understand the group you were in or the job you were doing. So I think it starts as this tool to help process, to lighten the mood enough to let your brain truly process what's happening. But you're right, it can go too far. It can spiral, I think, sometimes with certain people or personalities.
I think you've really touched on where I think it maxes its capacity out, because I think you're right. It is the beginning of a processing, right? Like it's
Right.
almost like this weird acknowledgement of how on earth are we all seeing the same thing, but we are, and it's really terrible.
Right.
And so you can like say something to lighten the mood, but I also think in settings, like especially in social work settings, if that process is started, like let's say only with staff,
Right.
then you've got a staff client mentality, and that's gonna be
Ooh.
right? That's where you're gonna run into this us them, and it can really breed that in a real inappropriate manner. But to your point, if you use it correctly, like to spur like this kind of healing moment, and you're sharing that healing moment together, or like, you know, I even hesitate to say trauma bonding because I really don't think trauma bonding is actually that healthy.
Right.
Although it's a natural consequence of some like social service jobs, because
100%.
social servants are completely overworked, right? So it's really this balance, but I like this concept of dark humor spurring processing. I
Yeah.
don't think I'd really visualized it as that before. I like that.
So I think in the best way possible, at its core, that's what it's meant to be. I mean, we're talking about humor, so I'm gonna say what comes to my mind. Like it's the lube of process.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? I went there, okay? I went there. That's what it feels like to, like, this doesn't get the real job done, but this is gonna help us start to open up that conversation. So that let's laugh about it, so I can start that conversation with you in a funny way, to know that this is an okay topic to talk about or an okay thing to discuss. Then let's really dig in and get into what's going on and process all of that. But if I have to be funny about it first to let you know it's a safe space to even talk about this or process this, then great, lube it up.
Lube it up. That's definitely going to end up on the cover. And I love this idea. You know what I will say? When I reflect on dark humor and I think of ways that it's done to include, and it's funny and it's exactly what you're saying, like bridging this possibility. Someone shared a clip from a gravesite funeral, and they were, you know, it's the stage where they put the grave in the ground, and the dad had pre-recorded. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh no, keep going. Maybe not.
His children were there, so he was a father, but he had pre-recorded himself prior to his passing, being like, guys, like, what are you doing, guys?
Oh
And it just, and like, I think he even put like knocks on the thing, and
Yeah.
like, you know, everyone there clearly loves him, and it's like
Yes.
so heartbreaking, but like, you know,
So
people are like crying
funny.
and laughing, and like even I'm
Yes.
choked up thinking about it. My God.
Oh.
But I was like, what a great way to kind of bridge that passing, you know?
And to like, I would assume one, that's probably the type of person that he was, but two, yes, to do this for his family, I would
Yeah.
assume. Like, I want to do this to let my family know it's okay.
Yes. It's
Yes.
like perfect dark humor. Like, to me, that is
Yes.
like the purest form of dark humor is like you can't get any darker because there's death involved.
That's true. That's true.
So yeah, that's what I think of, and I really like this idea because that is a way to reflect on, you know, like that's really the beginning of their grieving process. And
Yeah.
that's how you get to start it.
That's how you get to start it. 100%. Exactly. That's what I think. I think it's when that dark humor becomes like a crutch, or it's literally the only thing you're doing to
Right.
process. Like, we're not actually going to talk about this anymore. We're just going to have dark humor.
Yeah.
Now that's not helpful.
Yeah. Oh, man. I want our listeners to hear this so much because you know you really have the power as a being in these relationships and in these like circles when especially because I know we have social servants that listen to us, so I know I would bet anyone that's been in the field for more than like 3 years has seen and experienced these dynamics that you're talking about, the spiral down. They're really struggling with only using dark humor. And it's probably, if it's spiraled, they're probably the dark humor is pretty focused on clients, I would say, you know? But the power that you have to see that energy and guide that energy is like a really big deal because you have the capacity to start changing that. Like you are a real change agent in those pieces where you can be like, and you don't have to be mean about it, but you can just start introducing. You can say things like, "Oh yeah, I see what you're saying, right? Like, so I'm validating what you're saying. I'm not gonna laugh at it. It's gone too far, you know, but I see what you're saying. When I get really stressed out at work, I go do X, Y, and Z to bring back some lighthearted humor. Like, I see what you did there. I know why you made that joke. This is what I do to supplement this energy." Like, you know, I know that's kind of complicated, but I know there are social servants that have been in that situation of kind of like, what do I do? Like, these jokes are going too far. Bam, tool in your tool belt.
Yes, to kind of model the processing of that dark piece.
Yep.
Like, I totally get it. Humor is a wonderful tool. We all love it. It makes us feel better. Like,
Yes.
here's how I process that dark chunk and come back to just good old fashioned. Because we don't want to get rid of the humor piece.
Yeah.
That's what we like and we need.
Yeah.
And like we said, it pumps us up, right?
Yes.
Good humor. But how do we process that dark chunk and to model that for people?
Yep. That's right.
If you
Modeling
can.
is huge, is huge. And you can just reguide conversations. You know, that power is really with you. Oh, I had the sweetest moment. I think I've told this story before, but I was hanging out with my nephew and he's in plays like Little League, you know?
Oh,
Yeah.
stop.
Yeah, he's so adorable, so
Oh,
cute.
so
And
cute.
they'd had like a pretty hard game. Like they got pretty stomped, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he was just so sad about it. And, you know, just talking about how his team was sad about it and how one of the players was really mad about it. And I was like, you know, you want to hear something crazy? It's like, you have the power to flip the energy at this game. So, like, you can start cheers from the sidelines and you have like you're so powerful as a person that you can flip. And of course, his mom's like, she's right. It's true, you know? And I could see like the wheels kind of turning. He's like, oh, just like, I want,
Interesting.
yes, tell me more. So I really want our listeners to hear that you have that power. Like
Yeah.
you as a human walk into rooms with that power and capacity.
Yeah.
It's a big deal,
And I think as on that strength-based social work side, like I don't want anyone to think that like if you're using dark humor, we think that's bad, or like
Oh no. Yeah.
to me that's better than other things that you could be choosing with heavy stuff. So like if that's your go-to, we get it, and I don't want anyone to think by any means, great, now I can't have dark humor, I have to
Oh yeah.
stop. By no means are we saying that, just recognizing that it might not be the healthiest thing if that's your only go-to. And again, like you said, and on this mental health journey, recognizing the power you really do have.
Yeah.
Like that has been a tool, and now you know that you can change that and you can
Yeah.
do something different. I love that. Oh, and to start it with the little kids. Yes.
I know. He's so cute. It's so sweet. I love having nephews. It's awesome. I think to your point, you're 1,000% right. Dark humor is and can be quite beautiful. You know what I mean? Like it is, and I think for people really in the trenches of direct service work, it is absolutely there and present and fun and good if you're using it as that beginning to process, and kind of even closing the loop of like a reminder of who we are and why we're doing this and why this work is important. And you don't have to verbalize all of that, but I have definitely used dark humor. Yeah, a lot, particularly, around loss, I think, because I think loss, I think we've talked about this, like death and dying and loss is probably one of the hardest topics for me to understand, just as like in the human experience. So I definitely use it in that aspect. Yeah.
We all do. I think it's, and why wouldn't we, to know the fact that humor, that tool by itself makes us feel good, right? Almost always the tool of using humor or comedy or laughing is going to make you feel good. So why would you not pull that tool in
That's right.
during, I mean, it makes perfect sense as to why we got to where we got to with dark humor, right? We just don't want people, just like any other, negative emotion, we don't want anyone to live in that forever.
That's right. That's right.
We want you to use it as a tool and then come back.
Yeah. Life is such a balance, too. And I think,
Ooh,
man, hashtag throwback to mental health indicators, too. Humor can be one of those indicators, right? Like, because a lot of times I've seen in an ungood practice, I've seen humor and dark humor, but humor in general really be like a way to deflect away from really what you're truly feeling. We see that a lot in social groups. And so it is truly a balance because you need humor. It's so important to the human experience. It produces all these great chemicals. It has a wonderful way of socially bonding us together, right? Like just this beautiful way. I was just watching a TED talk with a lady was talking about the correlation between casual swearing without offending people. So if you swear, like I curse a lot, but it's not in anger. It's in like kind of in jest, or you can swear in anger, but it's not the anger directed at the person you're angry at, right? Like it's almost like a processing mechanism. So using casual swear words in a context that doesn't offend those around you have a statistical chance of living longer.
What?
Yes, and it makes perfect sense because what she talks about is like brain elasticity, right? Like that they found that the people that curse casually also don't take as many things seriously. They don't stew on and I think this is very true for social workers, but you just let a lot of things roll off your back because it's like I don't have time to spend thinking about that. Like it just doesn't matter. And so that they are finding that correlation has to do with living longer. And I think humor plays a huge role in that because I think people that can swear without offending people are usually doing it in jest or,
Yes.
and things like that. So I humor is so, it's essential for our well-being. It is, but just like you said, I think there's a mental health measure to it. Excuse me, a mental health measure piece to it as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm thinking just not necessarily, I don't think it my current job, but just in past. I completely agree with you. If you're paying attention, you can tell when the dark humor is too
Yes.
much or too often, or it very much can be a mental health measure to be like, whoa, why am I still, why is this my go-to, or why are we still thinking this is funny when it clearly is not anymore?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
In past jobs, that's true. Like literally that was the culture of the whatever the class I was in or the organization, right? And that tells you not necessarily that you're unhealthy, but that organization or that culture. And again,
Yeah.
not currently I'm thinking further back.
Yeah.
The culture of that place is dark humor. You know that place is not doing well.
Oh, wow. That is such a good systems measure too, because we've talked about like personal mental health measures, but
Yeah.
we'll do one on like systems measures.
Yeah.
You have hit on like that is, yes, that's prophetic.
Yes. Okay.
Because I'm reflecting on, and I'll go, but like pre-social work. Like,
Right,
this
right,
is when I
right.
was like bartending, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I worked for an agency that way overworked because they knew like the labor
Yeah.
portions, right? So, this is just fun history. This is when I was in Oregon. Oregon has a wonderful minimum wage, right? Like, it made it so I could live as like a bartender.
Yeah.
And like have my basic needs met. It was a huge deal. And live independently, like, right? Like I didn't have to rely
Yeah.
on anyone else. It was just me. That being said, that restaurant wanted to grow and they were kind of becoming a restaurant chain. So to them, they wanted to cut labor as far as they could, which means like, obviously the less people they have working, the less money they're paying out.
Right.
And so they would, we had like really bananas labor expectations. I mean, it was just, and we used dark humor at probably the expense of patrons a lot. And
Yeah.
like, and it was the only way that we could get through the day. And they had me working like 14-hour days. Like, honestly, it
Yes.
was really terrible, like super terrible. But
Yeah.
that, had I been older and wiser and maybe had someone explain to me, like when you walk into a culture like that, and that's what you're seeing, like that's what the humor looks like, that's what the staff looks like, they are overworked and like
Yeah.
not a lot will fix that. Like they are using that dark humor as a literal lifeline. Like, and man, I wish I would have. I mean, I didn't have any other financial options, frankly. So, like, there was really nowhere for me to go.
Yeah.
And I needed, yeah. But I think that's a great systems indicator.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Susan for the win.
Didn't even know. I didn't even know. Look where I went.
Man, I would love to hear, I would love to hear our listeners' stories about like systems
Ooh,
indicators.
yes, please.
Yeah. And if because it takes a certain like all the mix has to be right. If you enter a system that's like in that struggle, if you entered as leadership or not, and we're able to turn that around, I would really be interested in that too.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
'Cause that's hard work to flip a
Tell me
culture.
about it.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Give me all your tips and tricks.
Yes, give me all your tips, tricks, tools. I need them all. I need them all, and I need them now. Oh, man. You know what's really cool about my job is it comes with really neat volunteer opportunities. I
Ooh.
know, I'm super excited. Actually, I get to volunteer at like a marathon. We're going to have like a water station at a marathon. And then we're going to have like a support booth at the Pride in June, I think. Yeah. And
Yay.
it's just really cool. So it's like yeah, anyway, I'm just excited about it. It's really cool to have I feel like I'm in a really healthy work culture. Yeah. And so it's just really neat to see this culture working so hard to give back to the community, and it's really beautiful. It's really nice,
Oh.
actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I really, really enjoy it. Trying to think of other ways to really like think about humor. I think we've covered dark humor well, and really understanding it as like a necessary, beautiful way to start a conversation, but also like keeping in mind that it's a mental health measure. And I love your concept of a systems indicator.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
But on the other side, I think just regular human or humor can be a good indicator, right? Personally and system-wide, if you can use good humor and your work environment, it feels like a good, fun place to work, but you feel like you can in a good way joke around and have fun, then to me that's a good indicator that it's a healthy place
I
to
agree.
be. And same with us when we can use humor in an appropriate way, right? I
Yeah.
think that means we're doing good.
I agree. Humor has such a wonderful way of bringing people in.
Yeah.
You know, like there's something so special about that because, I mean, it can also have the other effect, right? If you're using it poorly, it can really alienate. But I think we're really looking at the kind of humor that's fun and sweet, and it really is showing that this is a safe space. Because I think in humor, a lot of times, well, we know this to be true, right? Because if you have someone in fight or flight, it's going to take them like 100 times to learn a task. If you have them in like regulated brain 7 times, if you are in like kind of your giggly form of brain, it's like 3 times, and you are going to absorb information 1,000 times faster because that worry, stress, those pieces aren't there. And so I think having a work environment that has this light, humorous is going to breed a lot of creativity because you
Yeah.
have the space to be creative because
Yeah.
you're not worried and terrified and
Well,
yeah.
and I mean, honestly, even with regular humor, I think I have to go back to the lube analogy is on some level, tell me humor is not a way to invite someone into a relationship with you.
Absolutely.
Right? I think there's a level of like we joke around with each other because we want to interact and invite. So even in a good humor sense, I'm
Yeah.
making this joke because I want to invite you into this
That's
conversation and
right.
this relationship and this world with me.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
Yeah.
but just in a good, healthy way.
Yeah. And I love that. And if I'm inviting you in, like just showing that extension has so much warmth and safety in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it is saying like, you know, because what we know from human relationship is we need it to survive. So you are extending a survival mechanism to that
Yeah.
person. That
Yeah.
is, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's why we love, right, those comedy movies and why we keep going back to these comedy podcasts is on some level, we feel like we're in that world with them at least for a little bit.
Oh,
This
yeah.
fun, safe world. that were in relationship with these people. I mean, do I know Jake Johnson? No, I don't know Jake Johnson. But I mean, even you talked about
Yeah.
listening, you can feel
Yes.
him as a person. So on some level, I think we feel like we are in relationship with them
Yep.
because we've been invited into their world through comedy and through humor. Yeah.
I am really enjoying this conversation because I don't think I've ever really like thought about humor this much. But I think you're so right in this like invitation piece. And I think about it because I did this hashtag throwback to last episode. I did start watching Superstore again.
Oh
And
yeah. I love that show.
you do feel like you're kind of in it with them. Like,
Yes.
and you and it's such a safe universe that they live in. Like, and so like I'm giggling, I'm laughing, and I feel like I know these characters that are predictable and funny and goofy. And I think you're right about this safety piece of you almost feel like you live in that for a little bit
Yeah.
and you can kind of release from the world around you that is literally on fire.
Right.
And you can laugh and get some of those happy chemicals back.
Yeah. It's just watching that piece of making sure like you're laughing with and not at, right? So not dark humor aside, I think when we're laughing at people, there's still that piece of whoever I'm laughing with, I'm in relationship with.
Yeah.
And if it's at this third party's expense, that's when we have to be careful.
Agreed.
Especially like in real, I get it's different when you're watching a movie, right?
Yeah.
And there's not a true other person that's getting
Yeah.
hurt. But in real life, I think that's where we have to be cautious is building the relationship that I'm laughing with the person I'm laughing with, as long as it's not at the expense of another. I think that's where we get too far sometimes. It's like, this is funny, and I want to be in relationship with this person, so I'm gonna go ahead and laugh at this third entity to build relationship with this person.
Yeah.
That we got to be a little cautious
Oh,
about,
yeah.
but
I would red flag that so hard in my goals of anti-fascist living. That to me is kind of one of the first indicators is like we're building this group of people because there's someone else out there that's not us. And that is, and humor has such a sneaky way of providing the slippery slope down to like full on fascism. So like I 1000% agree with you. And we see this so much in teen, tween, junior high and high school development, right? Like, because that is the time where we're supposed to build these social structures that's developmentally so appropriate. And the easiest way to do it is to find someone like to look around and be like, okay, there's five of us that are like, these two people aren't like us. We can now overcome them. We'll make fun of them. Now we're the superior group. Like, and I, that is negative, but the concept of survival isn't negative. So it's about social survival. So I think, you know, and that's where we are really starting to understand how bullying has affected people in like life or death situations, right? And so I 1000% agree with you. Humor's the greatest thing ever, but
Because
be careful.
evolution-wise, that makes sense. We want
Absolutely.
to, quote unquote, get rid of those people because they're a threat.
Right,
Well, we
right.
don't live in those times anymore. So
Correct.
instead of eliminating those people, we are just going to like socially eliminate them.
Right.
Yeah. So, like you said, and poor little teenage brains don't even know enough to know. But I think
Right,
that's kind
right.
of the instinct that's going there for sure.
Especially, especially if they've had like low engagement from parents or low, you know, that then you are in survival mode, you know, like, and then you can tell like there's kids that have had just really positive influences who have understood, like, you know, have learned at a younger age that like actually things are better when you've got more minds at the table. Those are kids that just aren't in survival mode, right? Like, and so, and I think we can, to your point, man, to your point, Susan, we can take that exact same analogy and look at systems and be like, If the people in the system are in survival mode, then that's what the system's going to produce.
Yes.
But if they are in this light mode of acceptance and getting everyone's voices at the table, it will take less time for them to learn things. It'll be an easier environment for you to learn things, and you'll get projects done faster. Like,
Right.
yeah, it is a much more productive way to live. I mean, truthfully, I really, I wish that we could get more people to kind of understand that at our leadership level of the country. I
Yeah.
really, really wish that. But
Who knew comedy and humor could be so deep?
it's so deep and so fundamental to our development.
Yes.
Oh man, I love a good
Yeah.
stand-up comic too.
I'm getting the shivers.
Are you getting the shivers? Ooh,
Just
ooh.
well, 'cause I mean, you start with this like concept of just humor, right? That you think is, yeah, it's fun and it's, and then just to see how truly important it along with every other emotion is and how it's, yeah. Oh, I just love it. Ooh, I love you, brain.
Wow, brains are beautiful. And
Yeah.
I will say this, I think there's also a riskiness in humor, right? Like,
Sure.
and so like I think for a lot of people, you have to learn that sometimes jokes fail.
Yes.
And sometimes jokes aren't funny because, like, you didn't realize that you were coming at it from a perspective that was inappropriate, which, by the way,
Yeah.
happens. And I just want to encourage people, you know, you can apologize. Like,
Yes.
it's okay to, like, oh man, I'm so sorry. I thought that would, oh man, I think of one time. Oh my gosh, this is the greatest analogy. I was in high school and my friend's mom's mom had passed away.
Okay.
And so we were all at that friend's house. So her mom was there grieving, right?
Of course.
And this is the time when it was really funny to say, like, your mom to things.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were all sitting together, and my friend Jared was like, I don't remember the joke, but it was in front of the lady who had just lost her mom. And he's like, your mom. And then we all just got really
Ooh.
quiet and kind of looked at him and then busted up laughing. And then he was like, I'm so sorry. Right? Like, because
Yes, 'cause yeah,
poor
it
take.
wasn't ill-intentioned.
Yes, that's exactly.
Right.
Oh, good point. Intention has a ton to do with it, but
Yeah.
also intention and execution both have quite a bit to do with
Of
that.
course, of
Yes.
course.
But it was so if a time happens and you're trying to just bring people in and you apologize and really work on that loop of, you know, make apologies, reparations, things like that. So, because there is a riskiness in humor and you will mess up or people won't find it funny or it'll be
Right.
lost in translation or things like that. So I think you know, this is not me saying it's okay to make rec or like sexist, racist jokes. I want to be super, super clear. But I will say, like, sometimes humor just doesn't fall right, and that's okay.
Right. Yep. Agreed. Yep. Just recognize it. Make the apologies needed. Switch up your joke for next time.
Switch it up. Keep inviting people in though. Just keep inviting people in.
Yes.
That's how we get strong. Hashtag throwbacks to strong communities, but just
Yep.
keep welcoming people in because that is just a beautiful, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, the most
The
beautiful. I
most.
mean, that's the whole point of all of this.
I love it. This
Oh.
was a really fun episode, and I think it went places I didn't expect it to go, but dang,
Yeah.
Susan, I know I say this all the time. You're a really smart cookie.
Thank you.
Maybe I don't say it like that, but I do think you're like one of the smartest people I've ever met. But also, like, your level of insight is really powerful. So.
I was actually talking to a coworker about this the other day because I've learned in my mental health journey to speak up and to say things. I think growing up, right? I would recognize things and not say them because I thought, well, of course someone's already thought of this because I'm not important. So a thought I had couldn't actually help a situation. But I've learned to do that because, like, my brain truly, I'm finding, does work differently. And
Yeah.
it, like, bridges these gaps that people don't see. And if I don't speak up, these ideas don't come out. Because I said something
Wow.
so that I thought, like, of course they've already thought of this, but I'm going to say it anyway. And they're like, that was the most brilliant idea. Like, that's going to fix everything. And I'm like, I don't know why my brain does what it does, but it does it. And I'm learning to believe in myself and actually
Hell
speak
yeah.
the things.
Oh
And
my gosh.
sometimes they fall, and that's okay. Sometimes they aren't good ideas, and that's okay too.
But I think I would say more often than not they are, because you do have a very high level of expertise and the ability to see things. I think you're one of like the few people I've met then that, and this is why I'm like, you're one of the smartest people I know who can think about two things at once. Like you
Yeah.
can think about this on a one-to-one and on a systems level. And
Yeah.
like that, I think that's pretty unusual. And like the older I get, the more I realize, like, I think it's both unusual and doesn't get accredited often in like how we do tests and
Oh.
how we like quote unquote measure intelligence. Do you know what I mean?
Agreed.
So
Agreed.
it's like,
Because I remember even in high school, like for some reason, I was the one the teacher would always like pick to put with the person that wasn't getting it. And not just because I was a good student, but for some reason, I had the ability to take this concept and word it differently so that someone else got it. And I think that's that empathy. The piece probably that I didn't even know at that point, right? Is I could read what that person needed and do whatever I had to do with this big idea to make that manageable for them. It's our brains are beautiful. We just got to learn to trust them and believe in them and share them with people.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Dang. This was a great episode.
There you go.
It. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
But for reals, nailed it. Not like the nailed it cakes that don't really nail it. We really nailed this one.
Oh my God. I'm loving all of the sheep cakes, you know, like 'cause it's like Easter season, so people apparently I didn't realize this, they make sheep cakes
Yes.
and they never look like the mold, and I could look at pictures of bad sheep cakes for hours. It is great. Like oh my God, I saw one that someone had charted in, you know, like the there's like chaotic good, there's neutral good, there's
Yeah.
true, you know, and so like that it's like that nine frame chart, and they had filled it in with just sheep cakes, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And like of course chaotic evil was just out of control, and I was just, this is perfect, this is what the internet is for,
This is how we use humor.
this is how we use humor in the internet, no other ways. I know I'm being a little ridiculous, but
I love it. I love it.
well, to that point, we'll bid our listeners adieu for now.
Yes, until
And thank
next
you.
time.
Until next time, thank you for your time. Reach out for sure. I'm
Yeah.
so interested in people's systems concept knowledge
Yeah.
that I would love to hear those stories.
Please, please, please.
Please, please, please.
We love it all.
Please, please, please. I do like that song.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good one. Okay, well, thank you for listening, everybody, and we love you.
We love you so much.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.